show them to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas, daf Nun Vav. We are starting about the 10th line with the word Beninveh. And in the Vilna Tzurus daf, it's Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, the 8th line with that same word, Beninveh. And today's daf is sponsored, Le'ilui Nishmas, Maris Miriam Sar, Basav Yaakov Maisha, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And the Gemara says, Beninveh, in the city Ninveh, we know about the city Ninveh from Yoyna HaNavi, Tzarchon Mia B'Tainas Basar Pescha. They needed to make a Tainas after Pesach. Now we know that after Nisan, we don't fast for rain in Eretz Yisrael. That's because after Nisan, rain is detrimental. However, Ninveh is not in Eretz Yisrael, and they needed rain even during the summer, and there wasn't enough rain, so they needed to make a fast to daven for rain. Also, in Shail and Rebbe, they went to ask Rebbe if they can make a fast. Amalai and Rebbe told them, L'chuva asu, you should go make a fast. As long as you don't change the setup or the nature of tefillah, and we know that during the summer, we're not supposed to say v'sein talumatar, so baruch aleinu, don't say v'sein talumatar, even though you're davening for rain. So Gemara says, Eichan huaymra, where should one say it? Where should one ask for rain? They're having a tainus for rain, so where are they supposed to ask for it? So Rabbi Yirmiyah Savar Meimar, Rabbi Yirmiyah thought to say, I'm Rabbi Shemei Tefillah. They should say V'sein Tal Matar in Shemei Tefillah. Now Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi told him, Loichin Amar Rabbi Zeira B'Shem Rabbi Chana. Doesn't Rabbi Zeira say in the name of Rabbi Chana, Im Loishal B'Berchas Hashanim, Oishal Loihiskir Gerus Kesham B'Tchias Hameisim? If someone forgot to ask for rain in Berchas Hashanim in Baruch Aleinu, or they didn't say Mashiv Ruach in Tchias Hameisim, Machzir Noisay B'Shemei Tefillah, they make him say it in Shemei Tefillah. If a Marlin Rabbi told them, L'chuva Asu, you should go make a fast day, Ubavad Shalot Tishanu Mitviyah Shal Tefillah, as long as you don't change from the nature of Tefillah. And so we see that it's normal to say V'Sein Tal Matar in Shemei Tefillah as well. So they can't be saying Shemei Tefillah in Saint Talmatar either. So the Gemara asks, Aldatid Rabbi Yosi Eichon Hu Aimra. According to Rabbi Yosi, where would someone from Ninveh say V'Sein Talmatar? Where would they ask for rain? The Gemara answers, B'Sheish Shehu Maisif, in the 6th that he adds on. During a public fast day, the Chazin, in his Chazar Sashat, would add 6 brachas to Shemayna Esrei. It's in those 6 brachas that are added on that the request for rain is added. The Gemara asks, Ad Kedoin Tzibur Sheish Loishesh. That's good for the Shliach Tzibur because he adds in those 6 brachas. But Yachid She'en Loishesh Minayin. What about a Yachid when he's davening his individual Shemayna Esrei, he doesn't have those added 6 brachas, so where does he ask for rain? So Rav Chanina answers, Loichin Am Rav Zeir B'Shem Rav Chana, didn't Rav Zeir say the following in the name of Rav Chana? Yachid Shel Tzrach B'Shemei Tefillah. Then an individual, he can ask for all of his personal needs in Shemei Tefillah. Ve'elu Tzrach Avhein. And this is considered his personal need. He needs rain, so he's allowed to ask in Shemei Tefillah. Now continue to explain our Mishnah. We had said V'Avdal B'Chayin Hadas, and there's a 3-way machlokes in our Mishnah. Where in Shemayna Esrei do we say Havdalah Matzei Shabbos? Havdalah, as we know, is referring to Hatochen Antanu. Is it said in the middle of the 4th bracha of Atochainin? Is it said as its own 4th bracha? Or is it said in Maidim? So the Gemara tells us, Shimon Bar Va Ba'a Kume Rabbi Yechanan. Shimon Bar Va asked the following question in front of Rabbi Yechanan. Davar Shu Noyeg Ubacha Chamin Chalkan Alav? Is it possible that we have something, which is a minigan Klal Yisrael? Everyone says Havdalah Matzei Shabbos, and all of a sudden the Chachamim are disagreeing on how exactly to go about saying this Havdalah? Everyone says Havdalah Matzei Shabbos, so how could it be that they forgot when exactly we're supposed to be saying Havdalah? So Nufa Ba'a Beza on top, Amrlai Rabbi Yechanan told him, Aidei She'ikar B'Kais, since the main Havdalah is to do it on a Kais, so Shecho B'Tfilah, they forgot where in Tfilah it's supposed to be said, and that's what the argument's about. Now the Gemara tells us, Milsei Amra She'ikar B'Kais. This statement of Rabbi Yechanan teaches us that the Ikar Havdalah is to say it on a Kais, and the Ikar Havdalah is not to say it in Shemayna Esrei, and that's why they forgot where in Shemayna Esrei it's supposed to be said, hence we have this Machlaikas. Now Rabbi Yaakov Bar-Idi B'Shem Rabbi Yitzchak Ruba Amar, he tells us, Amra B'Kais, if a person said Havdalah on a Kais before he davened Shemayna Esrei, Matzah Shabbos, Amra B'Tfilah, he still has to say it in Tfilah, because the only reason why he said it on a Kais before Shemayna Esrei is B'Shvil L'Skais HaTinoi Kais, in order to mezakeh the children in hearing Havdalah, so that's why he made it on the Kais. But he still has to say it in Shemayna Esrei. Now the Gemara tells us, Milsei Amra, this statement of his tells us, She'ikar B'Tfilah, that the Ikar Havdalah Matzah Shabbos is in Tfilah. Now a third opinion on this, Reb Ze'era quotes of Yehuda B'Shem Shmuel, Amra B'Kais, Amra B'Tfilah. If a person said Havdalah on a Kais, he still has to say it in Tfilah. Amra B'Tfilah, Amra B'Kais. Even if he said it in Tfilah, he still has to say it on a Kais. And Milsei Amra, this matter of his tells us, She'ikara Kan Vikan, that the Ikar is to say it both in Shemayna Esrei and on a Kais. Now continue to explain the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer, Amra B'Haydaya. Rabbi Lezer says that we should say Havdalah in Haydaya, meaning in Maidim. Now Rabbi Yechanan says, B'Shem Rabbi, the Matin Krebel Yezer, B'Yantav Shechal Yos Matzei Shabbos. We're Mata like Rebel Yezer when Yantav falls out of Matzei Shabbos. Now the word Matin is important over here. Matin means that we're not going to paskin publicly that this is the halacha, but if an individual comes and asks, where am I supposed to say Havdalah in Shemayna Esrei Matzei Shabbos? So we tell him, if it's Matzei Shabbos, which is also Yontif, so then you should go like Rebbe Eliezer and say it in Maidim. Now we have a different member, Rav Yitzchak Rabba B'Shem Rebbe, he tells us, Halacha Rebbe Eliezer B'Yontif Shechalias Matzei Shabbos. The halachas like him, meaning not Matin, we're not just going to paskin privately for an individual that comes to ask, we're going to paskin publicly that this is the halacha. Now yet another member, Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachman B'Shem Rav Chanina Ben Gamliel, he tells us, Halacha Rebbe Eliezer La'olam. The halacha is always like Rebbe Eliezer, that we're going to say Havdalah in Maidim. And a similar memory, Rabbi Vo, B'shem Rabbi Lazar, tells us, Halacha K'Rabbi Eliezer La'olam. Now, Rav Yaakov Bar Acha says, Lav begin the Asun Tarte Shaimin. Are these not two separate things? El, the proper way of saying what we just learned is begin Rav Yitzhak Bar Nachman Vi Rabbi Lazar, Tarvehan B'shem Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel. They say, Halacha K'Rabbi Eliezer La'olam. Now, Rav Yaakov Bar Acha changed this as follows. Right before we quote Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, we have Rabbi Vo saying the name of Rabbi Lazar. Now, Rabbi Vo quoting Rabbi Lazar is Rabbi Vo in Amira quoting Rabbi Lazar, who's another Amira. But the statement beforehand is Rav Yitzhak Bar Nachman quoting Rav Chanina Ben Gamliel, and Rav Chanina Ben Gamliel is a Tana. So Rav Yaakov Bar Acha is telling us is that really it's Rav Yitzhak Bar Nachman and Rabbi Lazar both quoting Rav Chanina Ben Gamliel, meaning two Amirayim quoting a Tana that halachas like Rabbi Lazar. But now we continue with this. The Chachamim say that Havdalah is supposed to be said in Chen Hadas. And Rabbi Kiva says, Aimra Bracha Rvias Ba'atzma, it's said as its own fourth Bracha. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha B'Shem Shmuel, he tells us, Aimra Bracha Rvias, he also holds that it's a fourth Bracha completely on its own. But now discussing Shitas Chachamim, that we say it as part of the fourth Bracha, Amr Rav Yudon says, Aimra Matbea Bracha, first he says the Matbea Bracha of Atachainin, Ba'achar Kach, and at the end of the Bracha, right before he says Baruch Atah Hashem Chayin Hadas, Mavdil, then he says is Nosach of Avdala. V'tayik Rebbe, this is like Rebbe. Do Rebbe Amar, Rebbe says, Tamani Heich Bitul Chayin Hadas B'Shabes. I'm in wonder, how did they nullify Chayin Hadas on Shabbos? A person should be saying the Baruch of Chayin Hadas even on Shabbos, says Rebbe, because im ein deya tefila minayin. If a person doesn't have das, how could he daven properly? So really, on Shabbos, a person should be saying Chayin Hadas. And v'chay, the same thing is im ein deya havdala minayin. If a person doesn't have proper das, how could he say havdala? So therefore, a person should first say the Nosach of and then he should say the Nusach of Avdala. Now, Amar Yitzchak Bar Elazar, he says differently. Mavdil, first he says Avdala, va'achkach Amar Matbea Bracha, then he says the Matbea Bracha of Atachainin. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about Havdala and Shemayna Esrei. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.